Joining us right now, we have a health coach joining us. Marissa Costonis is with us. Marissa, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. We're going to talk about, five bites to better health this morning. And I'm guessing that this does not mean I can go order a chicken fried steak with extra gravy and just take five bites and I'll be okay.
That is correct.
Yeah, you've written a best-selling book about...
Then this interview's over, if that's the case.
All right, so tell us what you're talking about here, five bites to health.
Absolutely. Well, the five bites actually came because I had my own growing list of health problems, and I was faced with the idea of having to change everything I knew about food and my diet. A doctor actually told me I had to change 90% of what I ate today, which was really overwhelming. But what I did was I went back to my career as a management consultant in change management, and I had helped companies all over the world with change, and now I was faced with my own, and I was pretty paralyzed. So I took the change management best practices that I had used in business, applied them to my own food change, and that's how the Five Bites to Health was born.
And your book has been a bestseller on Amazon and other places as well. Give us some of the ideas that you've put forth in this book.
Absolutely. So one of the things that is key to any business change or any significant change initiative in a business is training and communication. And that is a key component to making a food and a health transformation. So what I mean by that is you have to find your personal and your virtual, what I say, tribe. And that is getting all of the friends and family. You may find coworkers or friends of your child at school, or you may find online Facebook groups that are aligned with your specific eating style or potentially your specific health challenge that you're trying to solve. And if you create this tribe and have really strong communication and support, again, just as in a business change, your personal change is that much better because you feel accountable and you feel like you're very supported.
Yeah, you have a help group there. You have a backup, if you will. I would imagine like Pinterest and stuff like that, right? From a social media standpoint, probably a good place.
Pinterest is very helpful, especially for helping people to find recipes.
Right.
But we found that Facebook groups are extremely supportive for people such as people with struggling with celiac or autoimmune. It's a nice place to go where people kind of get it. They know what's happening, and you can have your questions answered immediately on the spot.
Now, what do you mean by starting at the end of the process instead of the beginning?
Right. So this is again, another kind of key business strategy is begin with the end in mind. And having a very clear vision for why you want to change is critical in business, but it's equally as critical when you're trying to make a food and health change. So let me give an example of what I mean by that. Saying you just want to lose 20 pounds is a good vision, but the real question is, why do you want to lose the 20 pounds? What does that allow you to accomplish? What does it feel like in your body? So, for example, does that mean you want to get rid of some joint pain? Maybe you have some digestive issues, or you're having trouble sleeping, or you're having low energy in the afternoon. Those are the real whys around the health benefits, and that gives much more motivation for change in the long haul than just losing 20 pounds. And again, it ties to business. If you really explain to the employees why you're making the change, how it affects them, and what the long-term benefits are, your chances for success are that much greater.
All right, Marissa, I'm going to tell folks the name of the book in case they want to get it today. You've developed your mythology and a methodology, rather. Or maybe it's just mythology, too. Maybe there's some of that in there. I don't know. Change Bites, Five Change Management Strategies to Transform Your Health. Marissa Costonis is the author of the book, and we appreciate your joining us this morning.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Ken and Mark. Really appreciate it.
All right.